All right, I was just talking about how people have these creative ideas and they're like, I'm going to do these things until they realize how corny it is when you're actually doing it. Now, that being said,
some of the most successful people sound the corniest when they're actually doing what makes them successful.
You ever seen the first episode of Fresh Prince?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's a thing.
You're talking about...
You have to do that.
Yeah, and Will is like mouthing what everybody's saying in the script.
You have to do that to be successful at anything. You have to be wildly embarrassed. That being said, this is the Drunk Report. I don't know if you're familiar with Drunk History, the show on Comedy Central.
Tell me if you can hear this.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know if you're familiar with Drunk History, the show on Comedy Central, but essentially on that show, they have drunk people tell stories about history, and they're either wildly incorrect or just a little less cohesive than it normally would be. It's pretty funny. So in my head, in me and my cousin's head, we had this idea where, of course, we all aren't history buffs, of course, but
we know our history.
We all know our history, right? And everybody has a crazy story to tell. If for some reason you've ever been bombarded by somebody you met randomly and they thought they were going to tell you some kind of interesting story from their past, it was annoying, you went on the first date, and the guy was like, well, let me tell you about this. Well, I dated this girl and this happened. And one time, my pants fell off. You know, like...
Stuck my thumb in her butt.
That's lit talk. And for some reason, anybody's ever done that with you, I've been that guy several times. And those girls did not call me back. It's okay. It's all right. I'm doing okay, in case they were wondering. But this is a good venue for that. So we're going to meet people, and we're going to get them drunk, and we're going to not take advantage of them in the sense that they are going to tell us stories like they really want to do.
Open up.
Yeah, I told somebody one time that it was a gay guy, he was trying to court this other gay guy, and he was like, I invited him over, and we had Moscato, and I was like, that's what you messed up right there. Moscato was talking wine, okay? You probably thought you were going to have some gay sex. And you're wrong. You grab my Moscato, people go ahead and just talk. All right? Half the time, you're going to get drunk and you don't want to talk. And the fact of the matter is, you don't have anybody who really wants to hear you listen.
Nobody wants to listen. Except for the people listening to this podcast. And that's why we appreciate you.
Exactly. We're not going to keep you too long. We're going to keep it fun, keep it interesting, keep it lighthearted. We're not going to... Actually, we're going to do whatever we want. I'm sorry I said we're not going to. No disclaimer. 2015 is about living your life with no disclaimer. If you ever noticed, if you've ever given somebody a disclaimer about anything at all, it automatically skews their opinion of what that thing is.
It kind of taints. It taints their thoughts, right?
Immediately. If for some reason I'm going to sing a song and I say, just so you know, I've been sick. You're like, he's going to suck bad.
This dude is going to suck.
No matter how good I say, I could be Adele. But like, just so you know, I've been happy for the past 4 years. I haven't been writing any music. I just have my heart broken. Let's see how it goes. All right, so here's what happens. We're going to introduce ourselves. All right, so.
Yeah, well, I'm Julian, 29. And you know what? Nobody listen to that. Fuck my age. I'm Julian, and that's me.
We're going to edit out your age. We're going to put like a bleep there.
Yeah.
So you can say, nobody listened to that. And then we're like, oh, we didn't hear it. So it's
right,
okay.
Right. There you go.
I'm JD Silverthorne. I am. Should I say my age?
No last name.
Oh, I made myself super Googleable just now. But you know what? I don't have any money.
Oh, okay.
What are you going to do?
Hey.
You gonna rob me?
It's JD Silverthorne. Look,
nobody
right?
could rob me more than PayPal already has.
I remember that.
It's happened like four times.
Yeah. You probably need to change your password.
Oh, I change my password every month just so it doesn't happen. Wow. Somebody bought front seat.
Laker tickets. That's crazy.
Well, look, and they bought Laker tickets at a time where Kobe Bryant was actually good.
Good.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad. Wish you would have got the Lakers.
I really, looking back on it, it would have been very valuable. But I am a DJ and, dibble and dabble in comedy things. I say comedy things because I haven't really dibbled and dabbled so much as you know about it. But I'm going to do some more of that. And this is a nice little segue into whatever is next for me and.
And me.
Okay. All right. So we're going to literally hop right into it. I wouldn't even call myself tipsy, honestly.
Listen, you can call yourself not tipsy if you want to. I'm a little tipsy, so I think I'm going to tell my story first.
Exactly. My man. So, I haven't decided if we're going to do. I'm okay talking about this.
Wait. Before we get into the story, let's make this very clear. Since we've introduced ourselves, we are the hosts of the Drunk Report. So if you didn't understand that, now you do. We're just telling our stories. This is our first episode, and from here on out, we'll have guests that tell their stories.
You know what's going to be really important? It's going to be important that whenever we do this with other guests, that we don't tell the same stories to them as well, and just in conversation.
Right.
You know what? I don't know if we're going to be able to do that, but so what's going to have to happen, let's just keep in mind, if we reference something that we know the podcast is already aware of, we keep it short.
Oh, yeah.
It's about the people that we're talking to, no matter
exactly,
what.
Exactly.
All right. So, that being said, there's no guidelines on what story you can tell, but this is really for people who think that the story that they have is interesting, no matter what. It's literally like you're drunk. Tell us your most interesting story.
I really think of it as like, you know, that just interesting bar talk. That one story that you know that's happened in your life that you can tell anybody and everybody is just going to be like,
This actually raises the debate as to whether bar talk is really only as good as the noise you're talking over in the bar. We're going to have to find out this time. I'll be honest with you, in the bar, I'm telling stories because it's a challenge. I'm like, oh, I can beat the DJ. I know the DJ's loud, but let me tell you about this girl I met. Yeah.
You know, in this case, is it as good as the actual liquor? Can you beat the buzz?
And I mean, I do feel though, this is just talking. Like I said, if for some reason this sucks, we can edit this.
Anytime.
I do feel like the moment you are having a conversation that seems any kind of intimate, there are moments of soberness where you become very openly aware that you're doing it. That's kind of the best thing about this. I always tell people every time I've been really, really shit-faced, that one out of every 5 minutes, I'm sober and thinking to myself, what the hell am I doing? And then for the other 4 minutes, I'm completely shit-faced, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just doing it. So I'm hoping that this is exactly how this works for our guests all the time, because I want them to be aware of their surroundings, of course, at the very least. And number two, I want it to be kind of the best mistake they've ever made. You're already going to go ahead and have it being out there. You don't have to use people's names. You don't have to be very direct about what it is. But if for some of you accidentally do, I don't want you to feel any kind of way about that either. Because the fact of the matter is, that's what happens. You know?
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm using people's names. I pride myself on keeping it real, and that's what I'm going to do.
Let's dive in.
So with that being said, here we go. One more sip before we get started.
Mm-hmm. I need more sip of a lot of stuff, actually. I'm not even...
All right. So, I used to work at this place that we won't name. I will say it was a gym. And there was this coworker there.
There's so many options there. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I mean, hey, it's a kind of a lot of options. But anyway, it was this girl there named Keisha. And on my first day, she kind of gave me a tour. You know, she was pretty flirtatious and everything. I was like, you know what? This isn't going anywhere. And a year later, she got fired, and it did go somewhere. She texted me and said, hey, you know, I want to hang out. I invited her out to my place, and, you know, we were drinking. I made her some white Russians. You know how you... Well, you don't
you
like white Russians.
You can make white Russians? You know how to make white Russians?
Of course. Of course. Man, listen. White Russian is some top shelf vodka and some milk.
White Russian is the most disgusting thing I've ever tasted in my entire life. I'll be honest with you. If you ever drinking a white Russian and you're thinking, whoever served me this is trying to get me drunk. You're absolutely right.
You know what? You know what makes it taste great is Bailey's. Instead of using regular milk, use Bailey's.
The cream and liquor for me together are just the absolute worst. I am not.
Well, it was amazing that night. I'll tell you that. Now, I know you're not a cream or milk fan. So, basically, we're on the couch. We're drinking. We're getting lit. It's been a great night, and she says, take advantage of me.
She says, take
advantage of me. And I'm like, is this real life? Is this really happening?
Because you can do so many things. I would just like, oh, where's the purse? All right, okay. What's your social security number? All right, thanks.
But you know, I take her, stand her up and start kissing on her. One thing leads to another. We have a wild night. I mean, it's great sex, just flat out great sex. In the middle of the night, after the sex,
I haven't heard the story, but you have interesting stories generally speaking. So this is something I haven't heard. I'm scared as to what it is actually.
But so check this out. We knock out, we fall out after the sex, and so she wakes up and she's like. She's not saying anything that's understandable. It's like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like,
she took advantage of her. took advantage of her parietal lobe. What did she do? Why is she dumb?
I think she's really, really drunk. Okay, and it's understandable. We had a lot to drink, but she stumbles out of bed, and she says something that I can understand, which is, "Where's the restroom?" And I pointed in the direction. Well, she tries to go to the restroom, and she falls into my closet on her ass. I mean, literally just falls down. And I say, listen, you need to get up and go to the restroom. You just asked me where the restroom was. So I get up to help her up, and as I help her up, she's peeing in my shoe. She's literally pissing in my shoes.
Can I tell you something? Just two things, two tidbits. One is... that there is nothing, there's no worse feeling in the world than talking to a drunk person who's just shit-faced. Because it's the most condescending shit in the world. It's worse talking to a kid. You talk to babies much nicer than you talk to really, really drunk adults. Because you know you have common sense. Tap into it. Please be back to what you're doing. And number two is, pee in a shoe. The worst thing in the world. It is. I'm sorry.
Yes, the worst.
I'm trying to play it off like it's like not crazy.
The problem was these shoes were crushed leather. I mean, Italian shoes. I spent a pretty penny on them. And she is just letting it all out. I mean, the shoes were filled.
It makes you wish that she could have chosen better shoes.
Choose my running shoes or choose. Yo, if you
could have running shoes, if you choose running shoes. Just know that if you didn't know it, you're going to smell piss and sweat on those shoes later.
But running shoes are a lot cheaper than any other casual shoe or anything like that. So, yeah, man, I was taken back by that. And then she had the nerve to not replace them. She didn't replace the shoes.
You know, people have ex-girlfriends, they have wives, they have baby mothers. And sometimes you have ex-pissing shoe girls, which is a whole nother level of thing. Everybody, I think, has that one person who got so drunk and it was so vulnerable in that moment that you always have that on them. Like, in their head, they're like, I can't fuck with this person too badly because they know what I did when I was that person. That's worse than anything else, by far. That's baggage.
Yeah. Needless to say, I didn't talk to him.
So you never got the shoes replaced?
Never got the shoes replaced. I just...
You had to glow up on your own.
Yeah, that was it. You know, I had to replace them. And
the next time you wore a suit, you were wearing your running shoes.
She never got knocked out by this dick no more, though.
That's exactly what you wanted. Clearly, she was so knocked out that she was incoherent. start doing shit that make no sense. So the next time you wear a suit, you were wearing running shoes.
Running shoes and no socks. So you listen, I've told my story, and I know people out there are thinking like, oh, this doesn't happen. No, it definitely happened. But So what's up with you? What is your story?
See, I have nothing but those like bad timing, bad luck kind of stories. They're not the wildest thing in the world, but it's just such an unfortunate. It's a series of unfortunate events.
It, like everybody hates Chris.
Yeah, so much like that, and I know you know that I get compared to Chris Rock so often in this small state of North Carolina, where that doesn't really matter too much. But
right.
It is relevant because it does happen a lot. And I'm not a sad guy. I don't want you to get it twisted. I'm pretty happy. I'm generally happy with the experience that I've had.
Listen, I hate to interrupt this sentimental moment for you. Can you pass me the liquor, please?
Yeah, there's not that much left, actually. Don't take the rest of this, please.
Okay, I won't take the rest.
All right, I want whatever is left of what you take.
Okay.
Which may or may not be much. Who knows? All right.
Don't act like I'm not considerate. I'm a considerate dude. Yo,
consideration is the key to all relationships.
I will definitely leave you.
That's actually a good segue to what I'm going to talk about because my experiences are based on just natural consideration. Now, here's the thing that needs to be said first and foremost. I am kind of a chivalrous dude. I'm what 2015 girls would call thirsty. We call it thirsty, right? And it's
thirsty.
Not so bad.
Let's define thirsty for a second, because why do you think girls would define you as thirsty? What are your thirsty qualities?
Well, to be fair, when I say thirsty, I mean, I'm saying that vaguely. It's just whenever I really like somebody, I'm really interested in a female.
Uh-huh.
I kind of can't see anything else going on in the world. Not obsessive. I've never stalked anybody. But, I mean, I like the idea of gift-giving and, like, going out on dates. I make decent money, and I'd like to spend it on spending
them.
Time.
Okay,
them,
okay.
Yeah. I trick off, generally speaking. So, here's the thing. There was once this girl. I know I tap on the table a lot.
You shouldn't tap on the table. It's fucking up the podcast.
I don't think it's fucking up the podcast. I think right now it's a good time for me to set a tone where you know
where
that.
You just go tap on the
whatever,
table.
Whatever, I'm about to tell a story. I'm going to
tap
on the table. You ever seen, there's a movie where they tap.
I think it's
times.
A drunk tap.
No, they tap two times on the table to let somebody know about something. That's a movie. That's a Morse code for something.
Two times on the table?
Yeah, they go.
We're going to have to Google that.
Yeah, I will.
We're
going
to have to do our Googles because I don't know what that is.
It's a movie. I think it's a Leo DiCaprio movie for some reason. I'm a huge Leo DiCaprio fan, in case you're wondering. You don't care. He deserved an Oscar. Here's the story. Basically, there was a girl I was interested in at one time.
Mm.
This is a good drunk start.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what's fucked up.
What?
I got drunk mind right now. When you said Leo DiCaprio, I wanted to say, don't you mean Leonardo DiCaprio?
DiCaprio?
That's exactly what I thought. That's what I thought, but I know that's not right. So
he's so Italian, and the A's are just throwing him
right.
Like,
they just throwing him out there.
All right, yo, give that man his Oscar. Anyway, there was a girl that I was interested in at one time.
Okay.
That's how sentences.
I heard you. Drunk ears now. Go ahead. Finish it.
This story is fucked up. I've got to start over again. I'm tapping on the table
twice. There was a girl that you were interested in at one time.
I was interested in at one time.
Uh-huh.
And I shot my shot. You know?
You shot your shot. So you stepped. You made an advance.
I made an advance. And honestly, I never do that, but I did it, and it was honestly wildly successful. In case you were wondering, I did sleep with her at some point in time. If I was just a regular guy, I completely won in that situation. But what happened was I shot my shot almost immediately, and it was working in my favor. Things escalated in their own manner. And literally, we kind of were in a phase where we weren't really dating, but not dating for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. Something crazy, something like that. And you know how that phase is. You know, like, nobody wants to put the label on it for a little bit because you're young and you're free. And you're like, ah, oh, putting labels on it's going to make this complicated. And let me tell you something. That's right. That's absolutely right. You put a label on something, makes it complicated. But yeah, yeah, if you don't make the shit complicated, you're a pussy. I'm sorry. Sometimes you just got to make the shit complicated. Mm. All right? Because, I mean, you're never going to find out what good comes from those complications if you don't shoot your shot. So, I was keeping everything cool because I was poor. I had dated a girl before where I was not as poor, and I was like, I don't, you know, want you to see all these vacations and shit on Facebook and think that you're not going to get that. I don't have any money. I want to, you know, treat this the way that I treated, you know, my last girlfriend.
Right, right. You wanted to trick off as much as you did on before. Her.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously, it's like playing favorites. You know, that's the one failure to tricking off is that if for some reason you did trick off on one girl.
And you kind of lose that income, and it's like, well, why are you not tricking off on me as much as you was tricking off on her?
Well, see, the thing about it is, in the world where you can see everything that happened, it's like, oh, JD's at this place with this girl at the beach.
Right.
Now he's in New York with this girl here. And it's like, okay, well, I keep saying here after I say the place.
Right.
But after you see all that, it's like, well, what? Why aren't you doing those things for me? I don't understand.
Can we go to New York? Can we go to the beach?
Exactly. That's why you got to keep your funds up. But here's what happens. I absolutely was just head over heels for this girl. And I remember having the conversation very directly, like 1 week, right around this time of year. It was Christmas time. And I said something about us dating, and it's like, somebody asked me we were together. I said, nah, you know, we're just kicking it, you know. And obviously, that was a simp move. She goes, well, I'm just waiting on you. Ooh. And I was like, ah, you know, don't wait on me. I'm just, you know, I don't have any money. So, and she was like, I don't care about money, like all people who care about money say. I was like, I don't have any money. She said, I don't care about that at all. And I was like, okay, all right, well, that's
something new.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So I was like, I'm going to actually ask this girl out. And so what I did was I took my last $25, $30. When I say my last $25, $30, I mean, I had $25, $30 between my checking and my savings.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, I took out money from my savings that closed my savings account. That was how broke I was. I had to restart from scratch for this girl. And I go to Target, where every female of any race, gender, or generation loves to be. It's heaven for girls. Girls love Target. And I buy a few things. I buy a Christmas stocking, and I fill it with all these things that I know she would like. I put a card in there, and in the card, I'm asking her to be my girlfriend. Which, if you've ever asked anybody to be your girlfriend, it's an insane question. It doesn't make any sense.
I'll be honest, man. I've never bought a card to ask a girl to be my girlfriend. I mean, you sound really romantic right now. And I mean, for all the ladies that are listening to this, this man is definitely single now.
Stop that. I don't like that at all. But here's the thing. I get this card, and I put it into this stocking, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to present this, but in my head, I'm like, you know, the best thing to do, just try surprise. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to use a little adventure in our lives.
I'm
a trigger puller. So, I'm going to leave it outside of her doorstep. Right now.
The doorstep?
Doorstep. And the worst thing about this is, that, we all live in apartment complexes at our age. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do. You got to go up steps, and getting caught is really easy for some reason in a girl's home. But
well, getting it stolen is something different. I mean,
that can happen in the house.
Yeah. The guy in 4B could be like, hey, I need some coupons with my girl right now. So
what is this? Is this a stocking with a gift card in it? Hell yeah. I go to her house. I leave it outside of her doorstep. And I'm walking back to my car. I'm home free. On the hike back to my car, I'm really planning this out. I parked offset of the apartment.
Right.
That way, she couldn't look out the window and see me when she was home.
you trying to be like Mission Impossible. You like, I gotta set this down. I gotta make it back to the car, and I'm out before anybody knows.
And do you know why there hasn't been a black James Bond? Because James Blonde.
Did you say James?
I said James and Blonde.
This is the drunk report, people. Finish your story.
I said James Bond can't be black because of things like what happened to me. So I am walking back to my car, at which point I get caught at the tree, heading back to my car.
At the tree.
By the girl of whom the gift was left for. And she's like, hey. And I was like, what's up? And she was like, what are you doing here? I was like, I am taking a walk. Taking a walk from where? You don't live here. I was like, I don't live here. That's the thing. I don't live here. What are you doing? I noticed she was crying.
Uh-huh.
Tears rolling down her face. And I'm like...
Wait. So you run into her. You're at the tree.
Yes.
She stops you. She says, what are you doing here? You say, I'm taking a walk. She says, taking a walk where? You don't live here. And then you notice she's crying?
She's been crying. And she's crying. She's technically drying her eyes in front of me. And I'm like, what? What is this? What are you crying about? And she was just like, oh, my ex called me today. And I was like, ooh.
Your ex called you?
Like, just now? She was just like, I just got the phone with him as soon as I pulled up and saw you at the tree.
What?
And I was like, really? How is he? And she was just like, good. He wants to get back together. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, listen, I'm just going to continue my walk. Okay. That's a thing.
Right.
And it felt terrible. And here's the best part about it. I will be honest, though. For all the girls out there who don't know how to break it off with people, friend zone people correctly.
Right.
She did use a lot of tactics that were very considerate, because after that happening, I guess she went to her house, she saw what I left her, and I drive home immediately. Obviously, you know, I'm not crying or nothing, but I'm emotionally not the most stable person on earth. I wanted to go home.
Emotionally distraught.
You know what? I mean, I'm a guy. I wanted to go home and drink. In my head, I was like, I want to go home and drink.
Okay.
I was wishing that there was a basketball game on immediately.
That sounds legit.
Yeah, that was the thing. I'm driving home. By the time I get back to my house, she's already in my driveway. Which is insane for so many reasons, because...
Did you go somewhere else? Did you take a detour?
I know to the best route. Oh, you know, I had to get something to drink, maybe. No, I wasn't 21, so I'm not sure exactly how that could have happened. But I get back to my house, and she's already in the driveway, and I'm like, well, that's kind of crazy. And so she's like, can we talk? And, you know, this is the best can we talk ever, because if you've ever not been doing anything crazy and got caught like that, and you heard can you talk, it's all surprising. Like, whoa, can we talk about what? I did some shit worth talking about. So when I heard can we talk, I was like, do I think we need to? And I walk into my house and we talk, and she's like, I am not going back to my ex, but I do not want this day to be known as the day that you left me a present and asked me out, and I was unprepared for it and was talking to my ex. I don't want to be remembered that way, so we're going to try this again later, and it's all good. Needless to say, she did, in fact, go back to that ex. I did not, in fact, try that again.
Hey, bravo to you, man.
But you know what? The fact of the matter is, though, I will say this. That set a tone. You're not going to hear many more drug stories from me after this point, but I will say, that in case you were wondering how life's been since, I've been wildly successful in my career and nothing else. and that is okay. With me for now, I'm not that old. If nothing else has to have had happened. But, yeah, that was a thing. That's my drunk story. I don't think I have any bigger things. We're going to acknowledge this podcast as the first of the bunch. I like this 29 minute.
Yeah, it's a good mark. It's a good mark. And so for future guests, we'll probably stay with the 30 minute mark, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening.
Yeah, see, this is short enough to not be annoying, long enough to be entertaining, long enough for you to want more. And honestly, I should kind of stop convincing you of all the things that you're thinking. But yeah, the Drunk Report, there will be plenty more of this.
Once again, thank you for listening to the Drunk Report. Stay tuned.
It's lit.